Table track one.
Hello, guys. How are you? This is Bobby Minton. I'm back with another podcast tonight. Tonight, I am going to cover something that I know many, many, many Windows 8 users have been wanting me to cover, and I just have not been able to cover it because I never knew the answer till tonight. Well, I got the answer, and the thing I'm going to be covering is how to get rid of the password login screen at startup. Yes, how to do that. So, I finally got the answer, and I figured we could talk about it. This is going to be kind of a brief podcast because I really don't have much to talk about. And this was by Creighton Benner's request. So, Creighton Benner said, you know, whenever you get the information, I know you don't know the answer, and it's true, I did not know the answer to this. But, let's get right into it. Now, we're going to control the passwords. We're going to get rid of the screen when you reboot. I'm not going to reboot the computer because I am on a computer. And I'm running Windows 8 64-bit, as you probably all know that already because you've heard my voice. And another person that gave me this information is a guy that I know from Visions. His name is Walter. I don't have a Skype name, so don't ask me for Walter's Skype name. But here we go. Let's get right into it. So enough with this talking. I'm going to do the Windows key R now.
Windows R. Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open. Edit compo. Duh. One of two. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. Alt plus O.
Now, I was doing NVDA with this command. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to type control space user passwords number two. So, C-O-N-T-R-O-L space user passwords number two. So, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to type
C-O-N-T-R-O-L.
That's control. No spaces. Wait. Let me back up. Control space.
Space.
So control space, only one space.
U S B R P A S S W O R D S.
Control user passwords.
Two. Enter. Desktop. Folder view list view. Audio and conversion tools. 7 of 10. To move to items, use the arrow keys. To edit the selected item, press F2. User account control dialog.
Okay.
Do you want to allow the following program to make changes? Change yes button. Space. User accounts dialog. Users page. Use the list below to grant or deny users access to your computer and to change passwords and other settings. Users must enter a username and password to use this computer. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, alt plus E.
Okay, now what I did when I first got this information was, I had to stop talking for a little bit. Hopefully I'm not rambling on too much, but I'm going to tab around and I'm going to say what each thing...
Tap. Users must enter a username and password to use this computer. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, alt plus E.
Users must enter a username and password. Checkbox... Enter a password, checkbox not checked. Now, by default, okay? By default, when you install Windows 8, you are going to get this dialog box. And, well, you're not going to get that dialog box. You got to get to it through the run command. You can't do it through Action Center and... very, very important. You cannot get to this through your user accounts either. You can't get to it through the control panel. You gotta use the run command. I think you can get to it through the control panel, but you gotta be in safe mode. So now, let me go through all the menus, and we'll see what we got here.
Tap. Users must enter a username and password to use this computer. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt plus E.
Okay, users must enter a password. Checkbox not checked. Now, I suggest that all you Windows 8 users uncheck this checkbox. That's what I suggest, because it's really annoying, like when your computer goes to bed, that you have to enter a password, or when your computer is turned on or rebooted, it's so annoying for all the Windows 8 users to have to do that. Now, I'm going to tab again, and you're going to hear another thing.
Tab, OK button, to activate tab, cancel button, tab, users tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Okay, we have the users tab. Now, I'm going to control tab, and I want to see the, I want you to see the other menus in this.
Advanced tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
I mean, I just learned this today, so, you know, I wasn't hiding anything from anybody when, I found this out. And thank you, Walter, from VCB. Now, VCB is a camp I go to, a summer camp. And thank you for all the rest of the people that, taught me this, too. Now, I'm on the advanced tab. Now, this is what I'm gonna do.
Tab, passwords, manage passwords button. To activate, press tab, advanced user management, advanced button. To tab, secure sign-in, require users to press control plus alt plus delete, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, alt plus R.
Require users to press control alt delete, checkbox not checked. No, no, no. And let me explain to you why you would never want to change this. Because if you change the control alt delete, if you change that checkbox and check it, you will have no speech or nothing when your computer won't boot. You won't know when to do it. So, uncheck that. It's mandatory that a blind person uncheck that.
Tap OK button. To tap, can tap, advanced tab. Just users tab. To switch, advanced tab. Users tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
Okay, we're back to the users tab. Now, I didn't make any changes or set anything. You must, if you're going to buy a computer with Windows 8, you must, very important, you must leave the password box unchecked. Very, very important note. And you must not have the check, excuse me, you must not have the checkbox checked with the Control Alt Delete command. So, that's how you do it, and let me just do you a quick overview before I end this podcast. first thing you're going to do, Windows key R. Now, Control, User, after the word User, space, so C-O-N-T-R-O-L. It's Control, space, user, passwords, 2. So, wrapping it up for Bobby Vinton, but, that wraps this up for the 11th edition of my Bobby Vinton podcast? Yeah, I think so. So, I'm gonna wrap this up, and I'm gonna give you my email. My email is bvinton at PTOnline.net, and my Skype name, if you want to contact me on Skype, is all one word with the note CD, that's CDBURNER, man, MAN, 44. So, wrapping it up for Bobby Vinton, good for me, 3 days later with another podcast. And I'll try to do some more stuff for you guys. And thank you, Sam Toopey, for letting me put all your work on your site, my work on your site, because I do very hard work. I love when people say that I do a good job. So, wrapping it up. Bye for next time. See you maybe in a couple more days. Bye.
Alt F4, Audacity, Table Track 1.